The combination of humble and driven is to me a fascinating combination. Do you believe that can be taught? And if so, how?
I believe it can be taught. Is not the word I would choose for it, but it's for one thing. It depends what you mean by teach, because you know the way we phrase that in the idea-driven organization is you need to select different kinds of people, so that implies it can't be taught, but you need to develop them, and then don't allow the effects of power to destroy them. And that was a huge, you know, eye-opener for us when we came across that literature on the power, you know, out of the Stanford University, the piece we reported about it on in there, and other work as well, that just kind of said what we intuitively sort of all knew, but I didn't have the data, and I didn't have the research to back it up. I was just meeting people who fit this profile. Is they had gotten so much power that they thought they were just better than everybody else, and they couldn't take in any information, and they didn't treat their people with respect, and they shut it all down, you know, that way. So what you need to do is, you know, have these mechanisms to keep people grounded and humble. Not so much that you're teaching people to do something as you're preventing the situation from forcing them to do that. And then the other piece is you've got to look for, you know, it's the advice that Jim Collins gave, and it was refined for us because we had finer data than he had in this regard. You know, you're not going to generally, if you walk into an existing average company, you're not going to find these people at the top right now. You're going to find them well down the organization because, by definition, they won't be promoted. They will be humble. They won't be networking and telling everybody how great they are and angling for power. And they will be producing, you know, great results and hence focus on their people, not on promotion. So you have to look well down the organization and start promoting people and removing all these negative influences which cause them to turn bad.